When he had spoken thus, he sat down on the hearth among the ashes by the fire, while all were hushed to silence. At last the old Lord Echeneus spoke, the oldest man of the Phaeacian race, preeminent in speech and full of knowledge of the past. He, with good will, addressed them thus, and said, "Alcinous, this is not quite honorable for you. It is unseemly that a stranger should be sitting on the hearth among the ashes. Awaiting words of yours, these men hold back. Come, then, rise up the stranger, seat him on a silver-studded chair, and bid the pages mix more wine, that we may also pour to Zeus, the thunderer, who waits on worthy suppliants. And let the housekeeper give supper to the stranger from what she has in store." Now when revered Alcinous heard his word, he took by the hand Odysseus, keen and crafty, raised him from the hearth, and placed him on a shining chair, making his son arise, manly Laodamas, who sat beside his father, for his father loved him best. And water for the hands a servant brought, in a beautiful pitcher made of gold, and poured it out over a silver basin for their washing, and spread a polished table by their side. And the grave housekeeper brought bread and placed before them, setting out food of many a kind, freely giving of her store. So long-tried royal Odysseus drank and ate. And now to the page revered Alcinous said, "Pontanus, mix a bowl and pass the wine to all within the hall, that we may also pour to Zeus, the thunderer, who waits on worthy suppliants." He spoke. Pontanus stirred the cheering wine and served to all, with a first pious portion for the cup. So after they had poured and drunk as their hearts would, then thus Alcinous addressed them, saying, "Hearken, Phaeacian captains and counselors, and let me tell you what the heart within me bids. After the feast is over, go to your homes and rest, and in the morning we will call more elders hither, and entertain the stranger at the hall, and make fit offering to the gods. Then afterwards we will take thought about his going, so that the stranger, free from toil and trouble, may by our guidance reach his land in gladness and with speed, although he comes from far. So shall he, meanwhile, meet no ill or harm till he set foot in his own land. There, in the days to come, he shall receive whatever fate and the stern spinners wove in his birth thread, when his mother bore him. But if he be some deathless one come from above, then do the gods herein deal with us strangely, for heretofore the gods have always shown themselves without disguise, and when we offer splendid hecatombs, they sit beside us at the feast, even like ourselves. And if a man, walking alone, meet them upon his way, they do not hide, for we are of their kin, as are the Cyclops and the wild tribes of giants.